Korean Bible Stories. Disc 3. Genesis chapter 24. In Search of a Wife. God showered blessings and wealth and happiness on Abraham, as he had promised. And Abraham watched his son Isaac grow up to be a strong and a thoughtful young man. After his wife Sarah died, Abraham knew that soon his time would come too. It was important for Isaac to get married and to have a family. So, Abraham sent for his chief servant and told him to find a wife for Isaac from Abraham's own people, not from the people who lived in Canaan. The servant took 10 of his master's camels, and carrying many precious gifts, he set out for Haran, Abraham's former home. He and the other servants with him arrived in the cool of the evening when the women were coming out to draw water from the well. As they prepared the camels for rest, Abraham's servant prayed quietly to God.
Lord God,
he said,
please give me success today and show your faithful love to my master Abraham. When I say to a girl, lower your jar so I can have a drink, and she replies, drink, and I will fetch water for your camels too, let her be the one you have chosen.
Even as he was praying, a beautiful girl named Rebecca came towards him, carrying a jar on her shoulder. The servant ran to her and said,
please, give me a little water to drink.
Here, drink, my lord,
she said. And she immediately lowered the jar from her shoulder. When he had finished drinking, she said,
now let me draw water for your camels.
And she ran quickly to the well. The servant watched her closely. He gazed at her every movement. In silence, hardly daring to speak. When she had finished, he took out a gold ring and 2 gold bracelets and put them on her. She stared at him in wonder.
Whose daughter are you?
He asked.
Please, tell me if there is room for us to stay in your father's house tonight.
Sir,
she said gently and with great courtesy,
I am the daughter of Bethuel, who is the son of Malkah and Nahor.
Nahor?
The servant breathed the name of Abraham's brother with astonishment. Tears came to his eyes. God had led him straight to his master's own family.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master,
he cried out, overwhelmed with joy.
I praise God's name because he is still showing great kindness and love to my master, Abraham.
Rebecca had heard about her father's uncle, Abraham, the one who had journeyed to an unknown land, the one who had left everything to follow the command of God, long before she was born. It was a story told by the fireside by men who sang songs beneath the stars. Abraham was a name that touched her heart.